All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with the end of 2017 nearing closer by the day, it is almost that time for the start of tax season. And with that said, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, a decision was announced yesterday that was long overdue, as Jack Morris is finally bound for Cooperstown and the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, the Modern Era Baseball Committee elected Morris after his eligibility on the writer's ballot had expired. Now, in 18 MLB seasons, Morris pitched for the Detroit Tigers, Minnesota Twins, Toronto Blue Jays, and Cleveland Indians. Morris had a record of 254 and 186 to go along with 2,478 strikeouts. He was a five-time MLB All-Star and a four-time World Series champion. And when I think of Jack Morris, I think of one of the best big game pitchers, not only of his era, but of all time. I mean, this guy was front and center as the ace for the Detroit Tigers when they won the World Series in 1984. And in two starts during that World Series for the Tigers against the San Diego Padres, Morris was 2-0. And you look at what he was able to do, 18 innings pitched. That was it. An ERA of 2. That was it. You go back to 1991 and the performance that he put on in the World Series for the Minnesota Twins as they defeated the Atlanta Braves. And I go back to that Game 7 where Jack Morris went 10 innings of shutout baseball. He came back the next year as a member of the Toronto Blue Jays, and he helped them win the World Series. So, you know, this guy, he knew how to get it done. And that's the bottom line. And, you know, the writers did not elect him. And I always talk about, you know, how writers should not have the control that they have had over the years as far as electing guys to the Baseball Hall of Fame. And the Modern Era Committee got it right. Now, Morris will go into Cooperstown along with one of his former teammates with the Tigers and Alan Trammell. And, you know, Trammell was a borderline guy. I always thought that Morris deserved to be in there easily 5 or 10 years ago because that's the type of stuff that he had. And now he finally gets the opportunity to take his rightful spot in baseball lore. And, you know, things are changing because a lot of those older writers are retiring and you're getting a new era of writers coming in. And I think that it's long overdue for people such as Morris to get in. We're seeing more of it in recent years with guys who are making the Hall of Fame. It's not the same, you know, gate, so to speak, that is not allowing these guys to get in. And for Jack Morris, it's long overdue. And I think this just opens up the door for so many of the great pitchers and so many of the great players that deserve their rightful place in Cooperstown. And not to sound like a broken record, long overdue, but Jack Morris now finally gets his rightful spot in baseball lore. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement here in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook, and it's the Sports Depot 365, talking sports all the time. You are more than welcome to become a member and join and drop a line and be a part of one of the best sports discussions going on the web. You can also check me out this Sunday night on blogtalkradio.com for the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge show, where I will be recapping the day's action from week number 15 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.